A footnote to our scary shorts adventure, one of our submissions came in the mail. The mail, not email. It wasn't a DVD or a flash drive. It was a piece of paper, a printed treatment on a single sheet. It came from Penny Jones in New York City, who wrote, "I think it would be possible to collage this together from old movie clips and nature films. Thanks for your consideration, and hopefully a geriatric exception." Penny happens to live right down the street from our studio in Soho, so we asked her to come in and read her synopsis for us.
Arctic is the title, in black over a close-up of the blob heaving from the movie The Blob. Clip of the blob being dropped from the helicopter into the sea with the question mark from the movie. Next shot would be polar bear on an ice floe with a clip from National Geographic or a nature film. Looks into the water very intelligently and paws toward the blob. Cut to the blob goop seeming to be in the water. We use some program or close-up far proportional angle to make the bear seem to grow in relation to the sea until it's about 200 feet high. Then the polar bear starts swimming. It's an aerial shot. The polar bear eats a boat and gets bigger. I would cut using a bear ice hole pouncing clips from nature films and a ship sinking in rough seas, something like Poseidon Adventure or some other ship disaster movie. The polar bear eats a main town. Not sure where to get the clips. Maybe drop this. The polar bear heaves up into New York Harbor and is by now huge and eats the Staten Island ferry. And by now he's towering over the skyline. Not sure where to get the clips. An attack on the ferry must exist. A huge mass of 100-foot-long seals slither up onto the battery, moving like maggots and eating and knocking down everything in their path. Pull back to an aerial shot and sandwich and colorize maggots into seals swarming Manhattan. Pull back again using Google or MapQuest and sandwich a mix of huge, spooky, deep ocean bottom fish, anglerfish, and so on, converging on the East Coast. And that is the end of the movie.
Now, we'd love to see Penny's short realized in animation, archival footage, live action, whatever. We've posted her synopsis at studio360.org if anybody feels like taking a swing at one final scary short. Thanks for the submission, Penny.